This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ask Me If I Care that Megyn Kelly got fired. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I like Megyn. I know it makes a lot of people upset when I say that, but I like Megyn. I don't like Megyn's politics, but I like Megyn Kelly. I told you guys, when I was at Fox and she was at Fox, Megyn made me one of her main people, and in fact, her team is one of the reasons why I became a Fox News contributor. I was happy to meet her. First time I met her, they were doing her makeup, and she says, "Oh my gosh, celebrity spotting." And she was more excited to see me than I was to see her. And I remember thinking, wow, what a refreshing way to be greeted. I was debating Richard Fowler at the time, and we had an amazing little segment and things. And then I learned over my period of time of being on her show and debating her, I learned that Megyn was not nearly the conservative that I thought her to be. And in fact, was quite liberal. And you guys know the rest. You know the story. Megyn Kelly has the debate, moderates the debate with, I believe, Brett Baier. Asked President Trump the question about Rosie O'Donnell. Kicked off his career. Donald Trump put a dent in what would become known as the Me Too movement or the women's movement by saying, yeah, I've talked bad about women. Most of them, he said they deserved it. He didn't run from it. I remember thinking, boy, that isn't the right answer, because I was in, believe it or not, Kevin Jackson. I'm going, boy, that's not the way to answer that question. I still think there were ways that you could answer it more diplomatically, but Trump did it, and his ratings went through the roof. And I should have known then something was different. Many of you did. Congratulations to you. If you want to reach out to us, Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me know what you think about Megyn, if it matters to you. But yeah, so that began the decline of Megyn Kelly at Fox News. She was making, I don't know, a bunch of money. Fox supposedly offered her $17 million to stick around. She didn't. She went to NBC reportedly for $22 million bucks. Something like that. I guess they thought she was going to bring the Fox audience. You guys know what happened after that. She struggled mightily. Couldn't find her footing. Had people quitting. Black folks quitting. Why are you going to bring in this white girl when we got these black people over here? And they were quitting, going to other TV shows. Mad. Megyn was coming in. And Megyn trying to figure herself out. What do I want to be? What am I? How do I appeal to an audience that still sees me with Fox? What type of format? You know, to be honest with you, it's all formulaic. There's hardly anything new, by the way. I'm going to be bringing something new. Just FYI. Anyway, there's hardly anything new out there. There's Megyn doing her deal. But should I be cared? Should I be cared? Should I care? Should I be cared? That was crazy. Should I care that Megyn Kelly got fired? I don't care about Megyn Kelly getting fired. I really don't. I'm an acquaintance of Megyn. I haven't talked to her since she left Fox. She reached out to some people at Fox, and I said, if she's interested, I'd be happy to give her some advice on how to get her footing at NBC, but she never contacted me. But here's the deal. I'm not abandoning her, whatever you want to call it, acquaintanceship, friendship, whatever. But what I really don't like is the fact that you can't have a discussion about some topics without it ending your career. That's what I don't like. I don't care what they – if Megyn gets fired because she's not making the cut or whatever – I would feel bad for her as a person, but I don't care. That is the decision of their network, blah, blah, blah. But what I do care about are the things that not only impact her, but can impact anybody. That's when I get involved. She posed a question, essentially asking, hasn't America evolved to a place where race is no longer that big of an issue? Why are we discussing blackface at Halloween as if it's a serious issue? That's for somebody that's got way too much time on her hands. Now, I embellish what she said, but I'm telling you, that was the crux of the question. Town Hall said, we had rumors yesterday. We have confirmation today. NBC News announced Friday that Megyn Kelly has been fired from the network, putting an end to Megyn Kelly Today. Program lasted 13 months. So they didn't just fire her from the show. She's been fired from the network. Megyn Kelly Today is not returning. Next week, the 9 a.m. hour will be hosted by other Today co-anchors. Now, the left are going to feel like they got a skin on the wall. They didn't. They got the ancillary fallout of Fox. Megyn Kelly, for all intents and purposes, was one of theirs. And she was dare to pose a question that, quite frankly, many people would ask. Okay, what if a black dude went in whiteface as Bill Clinton? Would that person be as offensive or what?
No, you can't be mad at black people because black people, we can't be racist and they can't do this, that, and the other because they're black.
No. If you can't go in blackface, you can't go in whiteface. But hey, here's something interesting. Why can't you go in whatever you want? People make blackface is offensive. Why? Why is blackface offensive? Because somebody deemed it so?
Oh, Kevin, that's when they used to do black people like...
Okay, they used to have black people that did entertaining a bunch of white folks. And they put them in there and they do tap dances and they do all these very funky dances. And white folks would just cheer and cheer. So what do we do today? Do black folks dance? Yeah, black people dance. Shocking, right? We're still entertaining people with dance. We're still entertaining people with a bunch of black people entertaining a bunch of white folks with whatever it is that is the thing of today. What if you look back 50 years from now and people go, man, y'all can't be doing that hip hop. That hip hop is offensive to black people. If you're out there trying to rap and do some hip hop, that's offensive. You could lose. And then a talk show host goes, you know, listen, I'm just wondering. I saw a guy the other day for Halloween. He was dressed up as a hip-hop artist. Oh, my God. Should we be able to do hip-hop? Oh, you're being offensive, mister. That's where we are. We're to the point where if anything that somebody... And I'm going to tell you, what is it going to be tomorrow? I'm being very serious. What is it going to be tomorrow that's offensive? Right now, who is it? There was somebody wore their hair. It was just recently. Somebody... it was Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner took a picture where she looks like she's got an afro, and it was on Instagram. And she caught holy H-E double cricket socks because somebody was saying, oh my gosh, she's culturally appropriating black culture because she let her hair, I don't know whether it went natural or she did. I don't know if you can flip up a white girl's hair and make it look like a fro, but she did. And that raised all kinds of rancor. The black
folk. Oh, white girl can't go doing that.
Have you checked her DNA? How much black is she? The people that are complaining about it, she probably has more black DNA than they do. Anyway, folks, we got a lot to talk about besides Megyn Kelly. Keep it here and listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I feel like there is, I don't even feel like this, I know this, there's nothing the left can do to stem this tide. The tide of conservatism, pragmatism, republicanism in its truest form that has struck a chord in this country. There's nothing they can do about it. And it's not because of Donald Trump. It's not because of us. It's because God has ordained this. And I'm not trying to take you to church. I'm just telling you what I really believe. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to Failed Christ Follower. For those of you who get scared when you start to hear the word of God and you start thinking this brother's preaching. Don't be afraid. So here's the thing. God is an interesting being. The farther you move away from him, it's because you're doing it. And you feel like you've done something bad. God is saying to you, when you do something bad, come towards me. Because I'm going to show you the right way. And that's essentially what America did. We moved so far away from him. And then Donald Trump said, I'm going to move back. Yeah, we may have done some bad things, but I'm moving us back. And we've come back. And this is not about him. It's not about us. It's about something bigger. And see, the left don't understand that because they can't think of anything bigger than themselves. Those big old egos. You try to get two leftists in a room. I'm talking about in a football stadium. You cannot get Barack Obama's ego and Joe Biden's ego in the same room. They may appear to be together. They're not. They can't do it. They can't handle it. So what you're witnessing is something bigger than everybody. There was a, okay, here's a strange sight. A black dude is sitting with a gay Trump supporter. And they're both Trump supporters. I think the gay guy has a hat on. And a white woman comes up to him, and here's the exchange.
Wait, wait, so are you not happy to see a gay man and a black Trump supporter together happily at Starbucks?
No, I think that's wonderful. Supporting Trump?
Yeah.
I think you must be.
Well, wait, so are you being homophobic and anti-black right now?
Absolutely not. I'm being anti-Trump, and I'm proud to say that.
Oh, so you're anti-minority.
No, not anti-minority at all.
Oh, okay. This white woman coming up here, yes, I am. This is racism and anti-homophobic.
Oh, you are so full of it, sir. I'm sorry for you.
This is going viral, baby. 250,000 followers on Twitter.
You are
You are out in public property. 250,000 followers. Quarter of a million followers. Enjoy. Enjoy.
I love this clip. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So, this gay guy is a Trump supporter and a black guy, Trump supporter, wearing a MAGA hat. Lady walks up. I can't believe it. How dare you? You know, and I mean, I want you to think about the level that of just how much better I am than you, that I should be able to come over here and give you my political view about yours. These are, I mean, I wouldn't even if it were children, she should just walk up and, you know, so what? If she'd have been wearing an Obama hat, they wouldn't have gone over and said, I can't believe you're wearing an Obama hat. They would have been, oh, hey, there's an Obama person in here. Let me put it to you this way. How many times have you seen somebody with an Obama shirt or an Obama hat, an Obama bumper sticker or whatever, that you go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. You got that Obama bumper sticker on your car or whatever. I don't know of a person that's done that. I can't name a single individual. All right? That's what this lady decided she wanted to do. So here's the deal. She comes up and she says, and he explains, look, I'm a gay guy sitting here having a fellowship with a black dude who's a Trump supporter. That should tell you that the world is in order. You are always looking for signs, lady, as a leftist. Here's tolerance at its finest. Okay? A black Trump supporter is sitting here chatting me up as a gay man. Now, who would even think that's possible in the leftist world, right? But he's explained it. And she's like, it's not about that. It's that I don't like Trump. Well, who asked you for your freaking opinion? Big old rascal. So he's filming her and he says, look, you would think you'd be okay with this. I'm on social media with this many people and here you are coming up to me. And essentially what he's telling her is you think you're better than I am. You think you're better than him. You don't like minorities. You don't like the LGBT community. You don't like the black community. You want to know how he knew? Because he told her who he was. And she still disregarded. He's saying, wait a minute. We're the special interest group that you like. Two special interest groups. And you're still standing here explaining to us what we're doing wrong. You follow? When Kanye West made his declaration, he says, the left want to tell me how to think. They want to bully me into telling me how to think. And he goes, I'm not going to let that happen anymore. The reason why I share these types of stories with you is I want you to understand, many people get it. More than you can even imagine. I don't know what world, what bubble you live in. I mean, we're in Oregon, we're in Utah, we're in areas of Pennsylvania, we're in areas of Georgia, areas of St. Louis and Missouri and various other states. All over the country, this show is broadcast. I don't know what bubble you live in, but I'm going to tell you this. Pop that bubble and you're going to find that type of scenario. I was supposed to speak at an event in D.C. Charlie Kirk and Candace had it. I was one of the keynotes. Had to cancel. I won't go into detail. But Charlie knows, man, I have 100% support for that organization. We are also doing very similar things in terms of bringing the black vote. We have a different approach. But I partnered with TPUSA and others as to what we're going to be doing in our part to make this happen. One of my people that are on my staff, I had multiple people at Charlie's event, and then I had people that were at the walkaway event with Brandon. I think his last name is Stryker or something like that. And he had a big gala where he was, you know, talking about this walkaway event. People all over the country, folks, they are sick of this. They're sick of, I'm going to start wearing my MAGA hat just with a GoPro just so I can let people see what you deal with. The looks, the stares, half of them I probably miss. Well, that's not true. I'm much more observant than I put on because, you know, you just never know. But I'm telling you, we are absolutely cleaning house here. And the left, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. As I told you before with the intro to this segment, this is something bigger than any individual. That's why don't look at the polls. Don't listen to the leftist news. Understand the level of desperation and what you're seeing for what it is. It's the Democrats holding on to, they think it's a lifeline. They, you know, they're looking for any type of a lifeline. There are no lifelines available. None. We have finally gotten to the point where we said, you know what, we know how to deal with you. We ignore you. And we keep on with our agenda. I go back to a black man with a Trump hat on who is a Trump supporter was sitting with a gay man in a restaurant. I think it was a Starbucks. It was a coffee shop. And the left can't handle that. That should have been beauty to that lady. But instead, she found nothing but anger. She brought anger.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios, the president talking about signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. Boston gangster Whitey Bulger died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Officials with the Federal Bureau of Prisons say he died Tuesday in West Virginia. He was 89 years old. Funerals are being held today in Pittsburgh for the first victims in the synagogue shooting that took place on Saturday. President Trump and the First Lady are en route to Pittsburgh to express support from the American people, and the Tree of Life rabbi said the president is certainly welcome there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, I love your show. I think the best thing that happened to you was getting fired from Fox, because I didn't even know you had a show. I've seen you for, I'm thinking, this guy is great. Then I heard you were fired from Fox, which is basically a joke. It's just a bunch of rhinos now, which I'm sick of. And I got on the internet and I saw you had a show, and I listen to you every day. I think you're great. Keep up the good work.
All right, everybody. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. I'm glad that my man called in and said, Kevin, you losing the gig at Fox is going to make you even stronger. Trust me. I know that. God closes the door, opens the window. I'm not worried in the least. In fact, when we break some news for you here shortly, and I don't know, let's say within a week I'll have a clearer idea about what I may be doing. You'll see that I ended up in a better place. So I'm glad you guys are with me. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton for just a bit, because Hillary Clinton remains an optimist. She was doing an interview, and she was asked about running for president. But look, Hillary is toxic. There's nothing that's going to change that. No matter how many interviews she does, no matter how they try to put lipstick on the bulldog, it is not going to fly. The Democrat Party wants her gone. Now, she can find friendly audiences, friendly interviewers in some audiences that will entertain the notion that she's still relevant, but she's not. Any effort by Hillary Clinton to run for president would send the GOP, I don't know if we could be any more energized, but we would be through the roof. Donald Trump would welcome to Hillary Clinton to run again. But before we even get into the nonsensical nature of that, I just want you to understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a narcissistic personality of somebody who should be in prison, but strap on your adult diapers, Hillary believes herself to be back. Less than 2 weeks away from the biggest election in the history of our country. And guess what? We had the previous biggest election before this. But it's coming up again. Twice failed Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Some lady floats the idea that she could be a 2020 candidate. Now, it's been discussed. I know it sounds like old news. And remember I told you guys the polling, where Biden was number one, Hillary Clinton isn't even on a list that has the name of Michael Avenatti. And yet, we get somebody who says, hey, Hillary, what do you think?
We're going to talk about 2020 in a minute. Do you want to run again?
No.
Wait.
No.
That was a pause.
Well, I'd like to be president.
Okay.
I think, hopefully, when we have a Democrat in the Oval Office in January of 2021, there's going to be so much work to be done. I mean, we have confused everybody in the world, including ourselves. And we have confused our friends and our enemies.
Right.
They have no idea what the United States stands for, what we're likely to do, what we think is important. So the work would be work that I feel very well prepared for, having been in the Senate for 8 years, having been a diplomat in the State Department. And it's just going to be a lot of heavy lifting.
So are you going to be doing any of that lifting? Do you feel like?
Oh, I have no idea, Kara, but I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to even think about it until we get through this November 6th election about what's going to happen after that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I would tell you I love the optimism of the left. I love that they seem to just hang on to their scurrilous rats. Hillary Clinton is still not over. They don't even see the bruises that are still on her. And yet, they want to make it appear as if, I can't even describe what they want. They want to make it appear like she's relevant. You know what I like most, though, about the clip we just played? Of Hillary Clinton, she says, we're going to talk about 2020 in a minute. Do you want to run again? And Clinton goes, no. But she did say, but I'd like to be president. That's funny. That's pretty telling. I don't want to do the work. I've lost twice. It took a lot out of my hide. But I do want to be president. Because it would be a first. It would be historic. It would be all these different things. I wouldn't be successful at it, but I'd like my shot at it. Well, I'd like to be president. Then she burst into laughter. Look, I think hopefully when we have a Democrat in the Oval Office in January of 2021, there's going to be so much work to be done. Yeah, like getting a Democrat in the Oval Office in 2021. It's not going to happen. The scandal-plagued former Secretary of State claims that her experience in politics prepared her for the presidency. On what planet does being a three-time loser prepare you for success? See, that's how the left looks at things. They say, oh, you're a loser? Well, great. You'd make a great president. You'd make a great Secretary of State. You'd make a great whatever. You don't know how to win. You don't know policy that works. So what? We'll bring you in. The predecessor to Donald Trump is a guy who had no record of success, nothing in his life, and Democrats loved him. And then, here's what's even more funny, when he loses 1,080 seats to Republicans, they go, let's canonize him. Let's get him on the campaign trail. Now, he's out campaigning right now. It's actually rather funny. I just defy you. Go out and look at it wherever Obama campaigns. Go look at the number of people who show up. Go look at the rhetoric. Go listen to what he says, if you can stomach it. And come back and tell me that there's anything that you go, oh, man, Kevin, this dude, he's rallying the troops. All you got to do is look back at 2008. Look at the early part of 2009. When Barack Obama won the presidency, he could go anywhere in the world. And you couldn't get 50,000 people was nothing. He could pull an audience. Let's be honest. He could pull an audience bigger than Donald Trump, maybe. I don't know, but I think it was bigger. It was bigger than Trump. And Trump can pull an audience. And by the end of Barack Obama's presidency, he couldn't fill a decent-sized closet with people who legitimately wanted to see him, really wanted to see him. It was over. Now, I tell you this, and you're going, Kevin, we know this, man. You're telling us what we already know. It's a reminder. So when you think about what's going on, the fact that they still see this guy for what he is, understand that's why Hillary Clinton's under the delusion. I'd like to be president. I don't want to work. I want to do it like that guy, like the lazy dude who ran on, you know, the emotion of people that having a black president was going to be amazing. Having a woman president is going to be amazing. And I don't know whether to be offended. I'm a little offended. Maybe that's what I'm struggling with this segment, is I'm a little offended that Hillary Clinton, who has committed more crimes than I don't know. Go look at a prison D block at the next prison you pass by. Hillary Clinton has committed more crimes than all those prisoners combined, and she sits free and has the nerve to contemplate, could I make a run for the presidency? I don't know. Maybe I could. Wow. So she says, I mean, we have confused everyone in the world, including ourselves. We've confused our friends and our enemies. How so? There's no confusion. Donald Trump says, look, we'll call you friend. If that makes you feel good, we'll all say we're friends. But until your policies showcase friendship, there's no friends here. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I could go on about all of her comments. I'm looking at these and just, you know. Here's what she says. When asked whether she would be part of the heavy lifting, because she says, I feel very well prepared for the work that needs to be done. She says, having been in the Senate for 8 years and having been a diplomat in the State Department, it's going to require a lot of heavy lifting for us to get our friends back, is what she's implying. And she says she wants to be part of that when she runs again. And so she says, I have no idea, Kara. I'm going to, you know, I'm not even going to think about that until we get through this November 6th election. That's as magnanimous. That is as close as you can get to Hillary Clinton saying, you know what? I have no chance of ever being president. I wish I could have been president because it would have made me the first female president. But I know it would be a pipe dream at this point. But there is a ray of optimism. Well, when the 2021, they got to get through the midterms. I was listening. I'm at an event the other day. And Charlie Kirk flew in, and he was talking about he's not sure about the midterms. And I was like, Charlie, you can be sure about the midterms. You know, TPUSA doing a lot of campus stuff, but not in touch because he's running around with Donald Trump Jr. campaigning for other people, and I'm glad he is. But trust me, folks, the midterms are going to be fine. And it's because the Hillary Clintons of the world are still out there, because the Barack Obamas of the world are still out there. People are not going to let us forget what these people have done to us. It's not good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This whole situation with the guy who shot, did the pipe, the bombs, it gets a little bit more interesting to me because he was such a fraud. You know, he's a fraud Republican. They want to make you think he's a Republican. He's a Democrat. And I think he's a patsy. But I didn't realize he was an Elizabeth Warren. He's Elizabeth Warren's cousin. Caesar Sayoc says he was Native American or an Indian, and he's not. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's them discussing this, and I want to talk about SEAC. I know we've covered it, but I got a little bit of a different angle. So, and I think it's relevant. So anyway, I want to cover this. So here's the thing where they talk about his claiming to be an American Indian.
It's interesting, though. I mean, early on, you said he sort of embraced the idea that he was Native American, even though I believe there's no evidence. I mean, the family says that there's no evidence. I mean, he actually wasn't Native American descent. But now something about this last election, that became the focus of whatever his resentment or anger or whatever his emotional problems were. That's what you believe.
Well, he was clearly not Native American. His father was Filipino and abandoned him as a child, and his mother is Italian. And he adopted this claim to being a Seminole because he was trying to create an identity. And if you asked me, again, my layman's opinion, is that manifested from his lack of a father and his desire for an identity?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I can understand that to a degree, because when when I learned about my father being a prisoner in San Quentin for armed robbery and all the stuff he did, I didn't want to know who he was. I lied. I was a liar. He was a doctor. He was this. He was that. Because I didn't want people to know who my dad was. I don't know why Sayoc would do it. I don't know his story, but I can vouch that for the guy in the sense that you do create this identity, if you will. The only difference is you should outgrow it. I don't know when I outgrew it. I would say probably through college, because I used to lie in college and say, like, this buddy of mine used to park his really nice car at a certain corner. And when people would say, hey, man, Kevin, where's your car parked? I would go, oh, I always park it on that corner, so-and-so. And they're like, oh, man, that Porsche is yours? And I wouldn't answer. But everybody knew where that car was parked. So I would just say, yeah, man, I park my car on that corner every day. Now, I never answered it, as I said. I didn't define the thing, but I knew what it was implying. I don't know why Sayoc lied. I know this. He didn't build X number of bombs on the same day, ship them all out on the same day. The post office not postmark any of those bombs going to any different location from Florida up to various locations in, around the country. And I don't think he did. I don't think it's him. I don't think he did it on his own, or if he did it at all. I don't know why. Anyway, I'm going to shift gears. I want to talk about the caravan because one of these people lives in the caravan, one of these invaders, and he told the truth about this caravan. And I just want to have you listen to this.
Okay, it's criminals in here. I mean, it is, but it's not that many. I mean, it's good people here trying to get through Mexico and then get to the United States, but that doesn't mean that everybody's a criminal.
When I hear that, it just kind of makes me chuckle. There is criminals here, Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's one of the caravan members telling you, we've got criminals here. Some girl, some child, was kidnapped in this caravan. I heard there were as many as 6 kids kidnapped, but I saw the most recent story I saw said there was 1. Wouldn't that be 1 child too many? I mean, according to the left. Kidnapped. Who knows what they did to him or her? I think it's a her. I mean, wow. This is ugly stuff. Ugly stuff. And the left, I can tell you right now, if you're waiting on them to care, you're waiting on the wrong thing. They're never going to care. That caravan has but one purpose. They prove that the funding is coming from Soros. Honestly, I don't care. Tell me something I don't know. Tell me that the left isn't funding this kind of stuff. I was in a meeting with a bunch of friends. Went to bird hunting up in Pierre, South Dakota, and we were all lamenting about these stories of leftism and how they attack each of our organizations and how they do it. And it was just so, it was amazing. It was refreshing because you get all these people together giving you ideas about how they did certain things. And it was refreshing, but it was also amazing that we were all sharing sort of the same thing. Like, how do they go after you? It was wild. I got to tell you, I'm so fortunate to be exposed to that kind of stuff because it helps me come back and have a game plan as to what we're going to do to be able to get, you know, people's attention when the time comes. Should we move on? Let's move on. So Chris Wallace had a debate with Shepard Smith. This may take us through the rest of this segment, but it's so worth hearing. It's crazy. Anyway, check this out. This is Chris Wallace and Shepard Smith.
Turn to Chris Wallace now, host of Fox News Sunday. Chris, it's, you just can't ignore the politics of all this, even if you wanted to. These are people the president has gone after rhetorically. These are people this guy targeted. He's a big supporter. It goes to the tone and tenor of the political discourse and the words that the president uses in his rallies and all the rest.
Yes, but, and the but is that I don't think you can draw any particular link or any responsibility on the part of the president for this action. I mean, as Sarah Sanders said, and as was just repeated by John Roberts, a Bernie Sanders supporter shot up the congressman at the baseball practice. Is Bernie Sanders responsible for that?
No one said he's responsible. I'm just saying the rhetorical discourse in this country has devolved over time, and the president says we need to unify. Well, that some of that begins with the rhetoric, does it not?
Well, it would certainly be good, but I think it's separate and apart from the actions of this guy. This is a twisted person. There are 300 million Americans, and they may be part of the fierce political debate in the country, but they don't put explosive devices in it.
But when you have this rhetoric, when you worry about, but when you talk like this, the concern is that that one crazy one might then get empowered. We don't know what happened in this case. But overall, Chris,
well, we do know what happened.
We don't know if he goes, "Oh, President Trump hates him, so I'm going to go target it." We don't know any of that kind of stuff.
But what difference does it make, Joe? It's a twisted individual, and to hold President Trump responsible.
I didn't hold him responsible.
But that's the clear implication.
Now, let's be fair, Chris. The rhetoric from the podium, the CNN sucks chants, the lock her up chance, all the rest, it doesn't bring unity.
I agree it doesn't bring unity, but it also doesn't bring explosive devices.
No one said it does, but to ignore the elephant in the room is just, you know, it's a fool's folly.
I think that it's really incorrect to somehow hold the president either by implication or directly responsible in any way for the misdeeds of a person who's a psychopath or a sociopath.
No one did that, though, Chris, and don't say I did. All I said was, when the rhetoric gets loud, the crazies come out sometime.
And I'm drawing a cause and effect that I think is
I didn't say cause and effect. I just said we have an issue.
You said when the rhetoric gets loud, the crazies come out. That's a cause and effect, Jeff.
Okay.
It doesn't exist.
Okay, well, you can say it doesn't exist. We'll see what exists here. All I'm saying is that when from the largest microphones, from the highest plateaus, what we're getting is divisive, television stations suck, and lock her up and all the rest. It's new, and it seems unhelpful, and both sides have said that, separate apart from what just happened here. But that billboard there, the rolling billboard, you know, it's not nothing. It's a rolling billboard of...
Again, I would simply point out that Bernie Sanders had certain views and was a devout Bernie Sanders supporter who shot up the Republicans, and I don't think you can hold Bernie Sanders responsible. He had rhetoric that was strong. I'm not comparing his rhetoric to the president's, but I don't hold him responsible any more than I hold President Trump responsible.
And I don't hold anyone responsible.
This is the act of a
president. Back at the time when the Bernie Sanders stuff was true, people said it then, too.
And it was wrong then.
Okay, well, it was wrong.
And it's a separate issue about the political rhetoric in this country, and I think it's unfortunate, and I think it's a very bad thing, but I think it's very dangerous to draw links between that and links of any sort between that and criminal activity.
History will...
See, when people think about Shepard Smith and Fox News, get an idea. And Chris Wallace is not a hardcore right at all. He's not a righty at all, and he's protecting Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.